Well, hello and welcome. And this is Tammy Bretzel, and I want to thank you for being a member of the Energetic Creation Circle and joining me on this first call of the month. I'm a little behind right now because of technical issues. I had actually had a different conference line on the information and on the members area for tonight's call, but it wasn't dialing in and kept telling me that it couldn't connect right now. So I'm glad if you showed up here because this is the number we normally use. I just like to change it around sometimes, and apparently that was not meant to happen tonight. So we're going to get started, and it is a few minutes behind, so I apologize for that. And if you're listening to the recording, I apologize if you didn't get the new number quick enough, but I did change it on the members area and sent out an email just now. So this call is being recorded, and everyone is muted right now. You will be able to join me on the line when we move into the Q&A portion of the call. Now, on this call, we will begin by opening up to the high vibrational energy you are now in by being on the call and listening to the recording. We will raise our vibration to consciously be in the higher energy and all that it offers in receiving amplified healing, abundance, and the best of all things available to us. We will be talking about the centered you process to connect with your wholeness, freedom, and value to create the best in your life now. So that'll be the topic for tonight's call. Once complete with this part of the call, we will have time for questions and individual support and healing. And the beauty of being part of a group such as this is that through the questions and support offered to others, you will receive an up-leveling of your vibration, healing, and shifts as well. So I will invite you, before we get into it all, to set an intention for what you would like to receive on this call tonight. Is there healing in an area of your life or body you'd like to focus on? Is there something you would like to manifest or create in your life that you could use additional energy and support in doing so? Energy moves in the direction of your intention and attention, so you want to give it a purpose to work on your behalf to receive your desired results from doing this work. So please go ahead and take a moment to think about it and set your intention. All right, so let's get started with opening up to receiving what is for your highest and best good. And we're going to begin by taking a few deep intentional breaths. And I'll share how we're going to do that before we begin taking the breath, just so that you know what we're doing. And you don't have to hold your breath while I'm going through it. So on the inhale, we'll do that through our nose. And as you inhale, you want to put your attention on your heart area and imagine it opening up so that it becomes open and receptive to everything that's available to you on this call and in the recording as you listen and are in this vibration. Then on the exhale, you want to exhale out through your mouth, and you can even do it with a sound to really let it out. And we'll be letting out any tension, any stress, any heaviness, anything that you feel that you would like to let go of and you don't want it coming with you into this higher vibrational energy. So let's go ahead and take our three deep breaths. So inhale, openness and receptivity, and exhale out through your mouth, all the heaviness and tension. Inhale again through your nose, and exhale out through your mouth. And one more time, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Great. All right, now we're going to get into raising our vibration while we're on this call. Now, you're already in a high vibrational energy just by being on this call, but this is an intentional way, again, to raise your vibration and move the energy in and around your body and energy field while we're actually on the call together. So close your eyes and notice your feet touching the ground or the floor or whatever they're touching. And if you're lying down, notice what the backside of you is touching. I'm going to just reference sitting up because that's what I'm doing, and on average, that's what most people do. So I'll just mention that. But if you are lying down, just equate all of it to whatever is touching wherever you're laying. So go ahead and notice your feet. And you want to invite the energy from Mother Earth up into the bottom of your feet. And as we're doing this, you might feel tingling or some sensation that you don't normally feel, and that's just the energy moving through you. If you don't feel anything, that's okay. The energy is still moving if you're participating in this exercise. So we're going to bring that energy up from Mother Earth into your feet, into your ankles, lower legs, knees, thighs, hips, up into your abdomen, into your stomach area, into your chest. We're going to bring that energy over into your shoulders. Go ahead and just imagine it flowing through your fingers, your hands, your wrists, your lower forearms, your elbows, and your upper arms. We're going to move it up through your throat and into your head. And imagine it coming up and out of the crown of your head. And it's going to fountain up out of your crown. Maybe that you've seen fireworks that do the fountaining where the sparkles come up and fall back down. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring the energy up through our crown. It's going to come up, over, fountain down, go back to the ground, and we're going to keep recirculating it through our energy and through our body. So it's going to come down, back up through your feet, up through your body, back out the crown of your head, and back down to your feet, and then keep it going. And that'll be going while we're on the call together. And now bring it up out of your crown and let a little of the fountaining flow farther out and start to spiral around you. So we're not only just moving the energy up and through your entire body, but we're now vortexing and swirling it out in your energy field. And just imagine it swirling around you all the way down to your feet. So it's just coming out the top of your crown, extending and spiraling around you. And we're going to leave this going while we're together. So let's go ahead and get into the centered you process. Now this came to me at a time when I asked for a higher process to create change because I have come to know so many techniques and I wanted something that would simplify things and work well. This process came as an intuitive download, which means that I just received the information intuitively as a block of information. And then it evolved from what was first shared with me. So this is the evolved version of it. As I continued to do it and as I continued to share it in workshops, information was added and expanded in it. So this is the expanded, evolved version. So using it myself created positive changes in my life after I had a period of feeling like I was in a sudden low place in my life. Although I don't remain in those low places long due to the higher level that I've achieved in my vibrational frequency, I was looking for another level of assistance and shifting it more quickly, and this is the process I was intuitively guided to create and share. I'm going to share the intuitive elements of the centered you process. Now, using this process daily will provide more and quicker results for you. It is the consistent and constant conscious action of maintaining your place of being centered that allows you to experience more of what you want in your life. Now, the best time to do this process is before you go to bed. And then that way you're in a place of wholeness when you go into the hours of rest where your consciousness is still working and creating on your behalf based on what you ended your day with, that vibration that you fall asleep in. So you want it to be in a clean, clear place when you fall asleep. That's why often people will say, oh, don't go to bed angry, because when you go to bed and fall asleep in that vibration, then you're going to reflect that in your dreams and how you, well, you sleep, and then the vibration you wake up in. But you can also do it in the morning before starting your day. And you can actually do it both if you want or throughout your day if you begin feeling scattered, overwhelmed, or anxious, even in moments of stress. There are three parts to the process: wholeness, freedom, and value. Once you understand what each is and how you can shift them, then your life will change in amazing ways. Now, during the process and for each part, you want to put your attention on your heart area, heart center, and place your hand there. Now, this puts your attention in a more conscious way on your heart area and keeps it there. Everything you are doing in this process is about feeling it in your heart because it is the center of your emotional place of giving and receiving, and it is the most powerful part of your energy. It has the strongest electromagnetic field. So let's go ahead and get into the three parts. Now we're going to call them steps. So step one is your wholeness. So what does it mean to be in your wholeness? Well, everything is created as a whole of itself. There's nothing that's really technically in parts. So where everything's created, you've got two sides to it. That's in the physical world and energetically. You have the outward motion and the inward motion of that wholeness. So like giving and receiving, high and low, good and bad, however you want to look at it, there's always going to be those two sides. So since everything is created in a wholeness, you want to remain in that state of being whole and not lacking any elements that contribute to being in that wholeness. And we're going to talk from an energetic standpoint. So you are an energetic being, and you naturally have an abundance of energy and energetic resources. Now, your energetic resources are where your power comes from. It is what fills you up and gives you the energy to live your life. And when you are in a place of being whole in your life, then you're fully charged up and you function from that higher, more vibrant feeling place. But often, you're in an unconscious place of giving away your energy and your energetic resources, so you get run down. An example is the battery of your cell phone. Because that's something we carry around all the time, and we notice when the battery's getting low, because what happens when it gets low is we say, oh, we're not going to be able to make a call, or if you're on a call and your battery's getting low, you'll get cut off the call. The phone doesn't try to do anything beyond the charge that it has. When your phone gets low, you go plug it in, it charges back up, and now you know that you can make calls, and you can, if you have a smartphone, you can be on the internet, you can do all sorts of things, text and all that. But we do know that when the battery gets low, it doesn't have the power necessarily to do some of the things we want. But we forget about that with ourselves. We don't think about being an energetic being and having those energetic resources that we're using to charge our battery, if you will. And that's what we function from. So when those get low, you don't have the same amount of energy to work from. What we want to do is start calling back your energetic resources, or those pieces of you that you've unconsciously and maybe possibly consciously given away to the demands and busyness of your life, and now they're all scattered everywhere. And when your energetic resources are with other people, circumstances, and situations in your life, you can feel drained and scattered. You can feel like you're being tugged in all sorts of different directions. You may become overwhelmed, anxious, or stressed more easily because you're not in a full control of your energy or where it is. When you worry about others, have obligations, make commitments to things outside yourself, have others wanting your time, anything like that, then your energy gets scattered among them and you are not at 100% where you feel centered and grounded. You know, so why is being centered and in charge of your energy each day so imperative to living with more peace, calm, and clarity in your life? Like we were talking about your cell phone, it doesn't function properly when the battery life goes down because it doesn't have enough of what it needs to do what it can do. So being at less than 100% with your energetic resources under your control, you can experience lower energy levels, feeling more tired, like you don't have as much to give. And you may even become agitated or irritated more easily. You're less motivated than you would like to be, and this can cause procrastination and even feeling depressed. Now, when you have all of your energetic resources available to you, you feel more alive, focused, ready to take action, grounded, in charge of your time and your choices, and you move through life with more confidence, clarity, power, and strength. So how do you call back your energetic resources to bring you back to that place of wholeness? Well, we're going to do a little exercise here that is the one that you can use before you go to bed or in the morning or anytime during your day. And the more often you do it, the quicker it'll become. So as we normally do, let's go ahead and close our eyes so that you can go inward and really participate in the exercise. You want to imagine the different areas of your life where you're giving away your energy to, like your family, work, life's to-dos. What have you been putting your attention, time, and energy into? And we want to even do this with the positive things in our life. We might think that we want to do this with things that feel draining, but we want to do it with the positive things as well, because you still want to call back your energy at the end of each day so it doesn't stay with the people, circumstances, and situations outside of you. It's like if you went around and you just collected everything back, like cleaned it all up and brought it all back to you and started fresh again from that point. And you are going to lovingly call your energy back into your heart. So I'll give you a moment to just bring either names of the people that you feel that might be giving your energy away to, or situations, or whatever it is. Either imagine their face come up or the situation come up, or bring up their name and think about it. And it could be in your business, clients, employees, then your spouse, your children, your parents, family members that need extra care. Just go ahead and think about that for a moment. And you can do this again every night, so you can add the same people, or if you're not thinking of something now, you can add it in. There's no limitation to what you can do with this or your energy that you can call back. So again, put your attention on your heart area and then watch as strands of light, or however you want to imagine your energy, are being drawn back to you and into your heart from all those people, situations, and circumstances that you just brought up. So each one of them has a strand of your energy that's going out and connecting to it. And what you're doing is inviting those strands to come back into your heart. Now, as you do this, as the strands return, imagine a gold mesh in front of your heart that the strands pass through to be cleansed of any energetic debris before they enter your heart. Your energy's been out and moving around in other people's energy as well, so you want to cleanse it before you bring it back into yourself. So go ahead and take a moment and just imagine all those strands coming back. They may come back slowly, they may come back quickly, however you want to imagine them. While you're calling the strands of energy back, if you feel any resistance, just stop for a moment and take a few breaths and call it back again. It may be that the person, situation, or circumstance is holding on to it to a degree and not wanting to let it go. Now, this is not really going to be a conscious thing with any of that, but it just might be that there's enough of an attachment that it's not quite ready to just let go of it. And this doesn't cause anything negative to them. It allows you to just reclaim your energy and for the energy of the person, circumstance, or situation to expand for itself. Like I mentioned, we all have an abundance of energetic resources available to us. So when we are more conscious of where we're putting our energy and we call it back, then we allow the energy of the person or the situation or circumstance to expand its own energy and tap into more of its own energetic resources. And go ahead and place your attention on your heart. And you still have your hand there. And you want to feel its fullness and know that 100% of your energetic resources are back with you now. And even if you're not sure where your energetic resources are, so if you maybe have forgotten or don't have a feeling of where they are, once you start practicing this, you can just basically let your energy know you're calling it back from wherever it is. And you can let it know that I'm calling you back from wherever you are in all places with all people and allow that just to call it back. That's your intention, and that can work too. But at first, you might just want to be more conscious of where you're giving it away to, because as you continue to do this, you're going to become more conscious of where you put it now, where you send it out to, who you're giving it to, and be more conscious of calling it back. You can call it back after a period of time of giving it away. So if there's a person who needs extra, you're giving your energy to some space for to help someone out. When that time is done, you can consciously call it back to you. Now, when you're at full strength, you feel fuller. You'll actually have a sense that you feel like you're back with yourself. I mean, there are times that you might feel like you know that it just doesn't feel like you're whole, like there's parts of you everywhere. So now this will help you to feel that you are whole. And this practice can also assist with physical issues and concerns, because they can stem from the fact that your force field is down due to the low level of energetic resources you have access to. And you can think of when you're at full, you have this glowing bubble around you, and that's kind of like a force field. And at 100%, you are safe and nothing can get in unless you let it. But when your energy is low, then your force field goes down and the things that resonate with the lower energy have an environment to thrive in. So that's when more of the things that you would think that you don't want are getting in. That's a very big indicator when you're really tired or you get colds a lot or you just are achy and different things like that that make you feel like in a low place. It's indicating to you that too much of your energy is scattered everywhere. Being at 100% is very important in your health and well-being. And when loving yourself, you become conscious of maintaining that for yourself so you can be healthier, happier, and whole, and be able to share more of yourself and what you have with others. Actually being very conscious in your wholeness and having your energetic resources be with you, you have more energy to do the things you want. You have more energy to give, if you will. So you actually, by consciously filling yourself up, then you're able to do more and help others. Because often, particularly if you are in this kind of work, you're a person who's a giver, a person who tries to go that extra mile for everyone else. And oftentimes that makes you feel depleted. So by doing this exercise, you're actually making it possible to have more energy to give to others. It's something that you've been doing. And if you want to continue to do it, this is from a place of power and clarity that you can do it from. And the more you do this, the quicker the process will become, and it will take less thought and effort to call back your energy. It will also become less scattered in the first place, so it will come back more quickly. So right now, let's just take one deep breath just to bring this all in. Let it all come into your heart area. Be open and receptive to what was just shared. And let yourself just feel for a moment that you're feeling more full from this exercise. And that will keep increasing as you do the exercise more and more. All right, so let's go to step two. This is your freedom. And what do we mean when we refer to your freedom? Well, freedom comes from being able to forgive and move into a space of love, kindness, and compassion for yourself first and then for others. That freedom comes from being free of the heaviness of holding on to that lower vibrational energy. That can be draining on your energetic resources as well. So we want to clear up your energy, clear up your vibration, bring you to a wholeness, let go of all the stuff that isn't in resonance with moving into a higher vibration. Now, the most important and really the only person that you ever need to forgive is yourself. Because by doing that, you move into a place where forgiveness of others happens more naturally. So you first is the most important. Forgiveness is about letting go of the emotional charge that holding on to the lower vibrational emotion creates that keeps you in a victim mode and moves the good you desire in your life away from you. This process of forgiveness is meant to forgive yourself, which then translates into forgiving others. Know that forgiveness is not for the other person. It is for you. It's not about saying that what was done was okay or acceptable, or even that you want the experience to happen again. It simply means that you are no longer letting it have any influence over your happiness and well-being. And why is there such freedom in forgiveness? Well, I kind of mentioned that just a moment ago, but being able to truly forgive severs the energetic attachment, which is draining on your energetic resources, that you continue to have beyond the actual experience that occurred. These attachments can create depletion in your energetic resources, as I've mentioned, which then puts you in a place of being drained and your battery being low. Now, forgiveness creates the space for allowing your energetic resources to be fully with you again, giving you a greater energy flow to create what you want to experience in your life. So what are some of the benefits of moving into the high vibrational energy of compassion and love? So when you start to move into forgiveness, you shift into a higher vibrational energy where love and compassion reside. And when you can release these lower emotional energies and allow yourself to be free of their negative influence on your life, you actually experience improvements in your relationships, health, finances, spiritual growth, and all areas of your life. Now, really being unable or unwilling to forgive has a negative effect on your entire life and energy. It is not about being able to forgive oneself and others that creates dis-ease in the body. So it is important to allow yourself to release the unforgiveness, if you will, and move into a place of love and compassion. That's really where that takes you. And from that place of love and compassion, you can see the expanded viewpoint of, you know, whatever people are doing that makes you feel like you can't forgive them. It comes from their own personal experiences, and they may not fully understand them themselves. And again, by doing the work that you're doing, by being here and to raise your vibration and do this releasing and healing work, you have a greater awareness of opportunities to live in a place of more love and compassion that they can't quite see because they're not in a place of this awareness or doing this work. So it's actually a very wonderful thing that you can move into more of that. And being able to forgive resides in the liver energetically because anger resides in the liver. And usually we are not willing to forgive because of some anger about something. So that will actually help release the toxins and stagnant energy in your liver by being able to forgive. So here's the process. And it's done in phases. So we're going to go through these phases, and for each one, when you intuitively feel that you've completed that phase, like you've said the statements that I'm going to share with you over, if it's just a few days, if it's a week, if it's 2 weeks, whatever it takes until you intuitively feel that you've fully connected with it. Because if you stop before then you don't quite get the value and benefit that you would if you really just allow it to come to a place of feeling like you've received everything from it. In the last month's call, we went through the power of forgiveness and Ho'oponopono. And this, because of Ho'oponopono that I'm aware of, some of this might feel like that and it does have some similarities, but I was guided to add some additional statements because we're going to focus again on forgiving yourself first. So let's begin with the first phase of it. And you can do this mentally or out loud if you prefer, wherever you're located, however you feel comfortable. And we're just going to start with two statements. Please forgive me, and I love you. And you're just going to keep repeating that over and over until you feel intuitively that you've done enough for today. And you can do it again, like calling back your energetic resources, as many times during the day as you'd like to. If something comes up where you feel anger coming up or you're not feeling as much love and compassion as you would like to feel for yourself and letting that flow out to others, you can say these statements. And then once you intuitively feel that you have connected fully with these statements and they feel complete, then you'll move on to the next phase. So again, the statements are, please forgive me, and I love you. Please forgive me, and I love you. And you may not feel much in the beginning, but as you keep saying it, you'll start to feel a softness happening within your energy, like this is really connecting. Now we're going to move to phase two. So once you feel that you've said the please forgive me statement enough times, you want to switch to I forgive you and then say I love you. So the statement would be I forgive you, I love you. And do this as many times throughout your day for as long as you feel intuitively inspired and guided to do so. And then you're going to do that for however long, if it's days, week, however long you feel until you fully connect with it and it feels like it's really softened and come more fully into your energy and into how you feel. And then once that you have done the first two phases, each as long as you need to, you move on to adding these statements. So I forgive you, I hear you, I see you, I know you, I trust you, I accept you as you are, I love you. Now those are a lot of statements. I will actually put up with the call recording a form that I made up that has these elements to it so that it'll be easier reference. But you can listen to the call again to receive the energetic vibration that's coming off the call as these are being said and connected. Now, for easy reference, I'll attach that. So again, the third phase statements are, I forgive you, I hear you, I see you, I know you, I trust you, I accept you as you are, I love you. And what even makes this more powerful is to look in a mirror at yourself when you say it. That would be the ultimate step of doing this, because then you're really connecting. Look in your eyes and really connect with yourself. Now, this is what you will continue to say to yourself each night or time that you do the centered you process, because each step I'm sharing with you is part of the process. So this is what you're going to do each night or whenever you do it. Or you can just do parts of it, but you want to at least once a day do the whole thing together. So as long as you're experiencing positive results in your life, just continue to do this. Now that we've gotten through the second step, go ahead and take another deep breath here. And this is just an inhale and exhale, no real attachment to either one of anything. You can just imagine yourself continuing to receive when you do the inhale. There's nothing really to let go of. It's just transitioning to the next step, which is step three, and that's your value. Now, to experience the best in your life, you want to connect with your value and worth. It's a common through our lifelong conditioning to not see your own value or believe that you are not enough or not worthy. And because of this, you look to others to show you your worth through approval, validation, and acceptance from them. Also, permission. When you don't value yourself and trust in that, because that value is respect, is valuing something. So having that respect for yourself in your decisions and your choices and how your life is going and all of that, then you look to outside of you for someone else to give that to you, to accept you, to validate you, to approve of you, and to give you permission. When you really value yourself, you give yourself permission. Now, you don't have to settle for okay or just good enough anymore. For the world to treat you with value and worth, you must first discover that in and for yourself. The world mirrors back to you that which you are emitting in your frequency, and if that is you are not enough or not worthy, then you will experience life that way. It will also show up in the areas of your life. So when you can feel, see, and own your own value, the world will do the same. And so that allows you to experience more good in your life, such as vibrant health, financial abundance, great love relationships, and a deeper sense of who you are and your purpose. So finding your own value will increase all of that. And it comes down to reprogramming yourself to believe that only the best exists in your life and that you basically, I'm going to use the word demand it. We'll use the word expect it. You expect the best to show up for you instead of expecting maybe, you know, not what you wanted. When you really start to see the value in yourself, then you expect the best to show up. And we want to use the word the best. It always takes it to the highest level that you can experience. So it takes reprogramming of your beliefs that you are enough and that you have value. Every choice you make for how you spend your time is giving your life to someone or something. And it is important to come to a place where you make those choices based on whether the person or thing is worthy of you and your time investment. Now, please note that statement, that it is worthy of you. It really isn't about whether you are worthy of it or them, but is it worthy of you? Because everything that you put your time into, because time is really the most valuable resource in the physical world, because money can come and go, you can earn more, but when time is gone, you know, we spend time, invest time, waste time, that is, you don't ever get that back, and you can't get more of it. The one thing that we can know that everybody equally has 24 hours in a day. Now, energetically, you can actually constrict that amount of time and make it feel shorter, or you can expand that amount of time and make it feel longer, but it's still on the earth plane 24 hours, and it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can't buy more time. It doesn't matter, you know, where you come from. You have 24 hours, and what you do with that 24 hours makes a difference in the experience you have in your life. So when you look at things, are they worthy of my time? You can think of it that way. And that translates, are they worthy of me? Because I'm giving those moments of my life to that thing or that person. Is it worthy of that? So often we give our time away and devalue ourselves by giving it to people that really aren't worthy or to situations or circumstances or things going on that are not worthy of us. So when you can consciously recognize that and become aware of it, you can shift that and make your life and how you respect and value yourself increase. Now, this is the part of the process that you'll be making statements to experience the best in your life. To receive the best, you must open up to doing so. To have the best, you must believe you deserve it. And you want to always be creating the best in your life. Again, it's important that we use the best. We don't want kind of, sort of, okay, you know, or good enough. Even that one doesn't feel, I often say more than enough, because that means that plus some. We're going to focus on the best. And here are the statements for this portion of the Synergy process. I am the best. I deserve the best. I give the best. I receive the best. I am always creating more of the best in my life. I always expect the best to happen in my life. I release anything less than the best for me. I'm going to go back through those again. And in all these steps, notice how you're feeling when you say these things to yourself and when you do these things. Does it feel uncomfortable at first? Does it feel really natural? How is it feeling? And note that in the beginning, because as you keep doing it, it's going to shift and it's going to become more natural. It's going to be your new feeling about yourself. So let's go through those again. I am the best. I deserve the best. I give the best. I receive the best. I'm always creating more of the best in my life. I always expect the best to happen in my life. I release anything less than the best for me. And again, you can say that mentally or out loud. And you're going to be doing that with the entire process and steps of that. You're going to do the call back your energetic resources, go into the forgiveness, and then come into the best, creating the value for yourself. And then once you've done all of that, and it sounds like a lot, but as you keep doing it, it'll go quicker and quicker. You want to end it with thank you 3 times. So you always end it with thank you, thank you, thank you. When you feel that you're intuitively inspired to feel complete in that moment with all of it, then finish it off with thank you, thank you, thank you. And acknowledge that there's a release from all of it, that you may have realizations as you're doing this. Things might come to mind that you can let go of. And then you'll feel more relief from just the stress, the tension, the lower vibrational energy you may have been in before raising your vibration by doing this. And you want to continue to say these to yourself each night or time that you do the energy process and keep including this part to continue to create positive results in your life. Now let's go ahead and take one more deep breath here. And just feel into all this. How are you feeling? Is it resonating? Does it feel uncomfortable? Are there parts that you feel that you can already say and really connect to? But are there parts that are feeling not quite there yet? It's all okay. And as you do it, it'll work through all of that in a gentle way. And there's no rush. Now, by doing this process each day, you will experience feeling more centered, grounded, and in charge of yourself and your energy. You'll feel more at peace, be calm in situations that usually irritate or upset you, attract more of what you desire to experience, and more of the best of it. Life will feel more clear and focused, which allows you to be more productive and accomplish what you want. The things that are not the best for you will begin to fall away, which includes people in your life that treat you anything less than the best or do not value you the way that you're moving into the value for yourself. And if you start calling back your energy in those people, circumstances, and situations that were kind of thriving, if you will, off of your energy, are no longer in resonance with you, they too will fall away. And there isn't anything you really have to do. It will just naturally happen. Because you can probably think back to times in your life where there were people or things going on that you wished would just kind of go away, that you didn't really want the confrontation or you didn't really want all of the hoopla that goes with it to have it leave. And it just naturally seemed to disappear. When you raise your vibration, anything of a lower nature will fall away. And then do it in an organic way that doesn't always have to include actual actions that make it go away. Now you want to do this for a minimum of 30 consecutive days to really notice a change. When I started doing the process, I did it for 30 days in a row, and I really had amazing changes within that 30 days. And it doesn't mean it takes 30 days to work. It'll start working within those 30 days. But by doing it for 30 days, you really give it an opportunity to take hold and to be part of a new programming of yours. It takes 21 days, a minimum of 21 days, to break a habit, break an old pattern, shift it, release it. It takes 28 days. For a new one to be formed, or a minimum. It depends on to what degree it is that you're shifting, but that's what they found, that generally in 28 days consecutively. So if you miss a day, you want to start again 30 days. But if you can do it consecutively for 30 days, every day before you go to bed is ideal. Morning is good too. And then use any parts of these during the day. If you want to say the statements for the best, for experiencing your value, you can do that. If you're in a moment of upset or something's going on, you want the forgiveness, you can move into those statements. And as you keep doing them, they'll come up easier. You'll remember them. It'll become a little mantra or a little rhythm to it that will happen. And I also like to suggest that you journal when you start the 30 days of using this process. Start journaling, whatever you want to write, but that you started. And then how you're noticing life change over the days that you're doing it and what's happening. And then at the end of the 30 days, take a look back at how things have changed, what's happening in your life. That's always kind of, at least to me, fun to do because it really brings more realness to it because you can see what you wrote, see what, you know, what was changing, what you were experiencing, and then see the progress that you've made, which then makes you feel good, so you keep doing it, right? And the more that you put wanting to see the good out there and having these wonderful experiences and noticing them and paying attention to them and writing them down, because that makes it more real when you write things down and not just having them float around as thoughts, more will show up for you because that's how energy works. You get more of what you're focusing on. All right, so let's go ahead and take a few deep breaths just to end this segment. And we'll move into the Q&A. So go ahead and breathe in and out. In and out. And one more time, in and out. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move into the Q&A portion. You can join me on the line by pressing *6 on your phone, and then that will indicate that you raised your hand, and I'll just share the last 4 digits of your phone number to identify you, and you can be ready to speak with me. Well, it doesn't just have to be questions about today. It could be questions about any of the recordings that you've listened to, the ones that you have access to in the members area. It could be that something's going on in your life that you have a question about, and it doesn't relate to anything that we've gone over on today's call or any other call. Or maybe you just want a new higher perspective on something that's going on, and you want some coaching around it or some healing around it. So are there any questions or anything that you'd like to talk to me about? Hello?
Hello, Tammy. This is Betty.
Oh, hi, Betty.
Hello. Good evening. I really enjoyed your presentation tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I will do this faithfully.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This sort of ties in with, I think it was last week, I came across a Transcendental Meditation, TM.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something like that? I Googled it, but I'm really not sure how it is done.
I'm not real familiar with Transcendental Meditation.
No.
No, there's so many kinds of meditation out there. To me, meditation is any time you go into like an alpha state, you know, closing your eyes, relaxing. Meditation mm-hmm. can be that you just clear your mind and just be kind of in a silence. You can, which is probably the most challenging one because we always have thoughts, or focus on a word or an image, or have guided meditations, which you're putting your focus on someone else speaking to you, so that's where your mind's going instead of floating around. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I have heard of Transcendental Meditation. I think in the past I've kind of glanced over it, but I've never done it. So I don't know if this is like it. What I've come to do most of the time now is just allow myself to receive the information intuitively because I'm plugged in to that higher consciousness and just trust that information as opposed to looking for information in other places, because then sometimes that can get just confusing or muddled. And so this is just the process that came in response to how I was feeling at the time.
That's about my meditation too. Sometimes it's very good, and other times I get these other thoughts come in. But anyway, because this TM has been, and I've seen it too, programs on the documentaries on television where they're in stools. They take the children in stools and meditate for first thing in the morning, and they go into the companies and whatever, and they have really, the children who have done it have really said, you know, they feel whole, they've got their life more in control, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to know what you thought of it. Okay.
Sure. I mean, like I said, there's so many ways to meditate. It's whatever feels best for you that helps you to get in that space that you feel that relaxation.
Yeah.
So whatever that is for you, and it can change over time. It could be this one now, and then as you do it for a while, you move to a different kind. It's okay to change it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did you have any other questions?
Well, I've got to work on some things that you came up with tonight. So I've got to, again, I have to, again, first forgive myself. And the other thing is give value to myself, for
mm-hmm.
sure. Because I'm striving to be good and kind, and I have to realize that I am of value, and
mm-hmm.
And things then will come to me, and like you said, my vibrations will be higher, and things will come to me. So I thank you again for that.
You're welcome.
I will. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, and I look forward to hearing how it's working for you.
Yes. Yes, I have started journaling too, which is good too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm doing that as well.
Great. All right. Okay, and like I said, I'm going to put a PDF file up with the recording so you can open that and get all of the information I've shared and be able to see it easier.
It's another question. You said I have, for some reason, I have not gone into Facebook. What do I, when I go into Facebook, how, I haven't done that. So that's
there's a group there. So if you'd have to create your profile and everything on Facebook, and then you can click on the link and join the group. And if you can't join it, then you find me as a friend, Tammy Braswell, and then
yes.
You click on it, and I will add you to the group.
Oh.
Because it's a private group. So
yes.
It means that people can't easily find this particular group. But
okay.
You have a link. So because you have the link, you can click on it. So
yes.
You can ask to be added. Once you create your Facebook profile, you have to be on Facebook to join it. And then you
yes,
can ask questions.
Yes, I'm on Facebook now. But
oh,
then
okay.
I will then just, you will be my friend then, and you will connect me then.
Yeah. Well, in the members area, there is a link. It's highlighted. It says join the
yes.
Facebook group. So click
that's,
on that.
That's right.
If you,
that's right.
And just go in there. And if you have any problems with that, then you put my name in the search bar, Tammy Braswell.
Yes.
And
right.
If you see my face on my website, because we haven't met in person, I look
mm-hmm.
like me in my picture. And so you just click friend me, and I'll accept it, and then I'll add you to the group.
Well, I look like me, too, in my picture.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen you either, so that would be really fun to be able to
yeah.
see you.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tammy. I always enjoy your presentations.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And then I'm going to share with you when the next call and everything is. Okay.
All right. Another thing I just thought of, that the email that we received yesterday morning and had these, I can't remember, the presentations you give us for whatever we choose for spirituality or relationships or whatever. It is part of this, or is that right? It is part of your...
Oh, I sent out an email yesterday about sessions, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
No, that's not part of this. Those are separate.
Okay.
I don't offer any sessions with the membership.
Yes. Right.
These calls that we have now, we get to asking questions. The sessions are more specific and individual to you, and they're private. So it wouldn't
yes.
be where anyone else is included or would be able to hear other than what you share with other people.
Okay, very good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Okay. So great questions. Thank you, Betty. Are there any other questions? Okay. So let's go ahead and turn off that energy that we have moving through us and through our energy field. So go ahead and just close your eyes again, and we're going to imagine the energy spiraling around us, starting to come back in reverse order, counterclockwise, or whichever direction is opposite of what you imagined it spinning, bringing it back up and having it come into our crown. And then we're going to bring the energy that's been circling and fountaining through us up from our feet, up to our crown and back down. And we're going to go through the chakras as we send the energy back down into Mother Earth. So it comes into our crown, down into our third eye in the center of our forehead, down into our throat, our heart, our solar plexus in our stomach area, down to our sacral chakra, which is in our abdomen, and then our root chakra. We're going to send that energy down. Our root chakra is at the base of our spine. So then we're going to move the energy down into our legs and have it go down, out the bottom of our feet. And again, if you're lying down, go ahead and just have that all happen out through whatever's connecting to where you're lying down. And send it back into Mother Earth and thank her for allowing you to share this with her. And she'll take all of the lower vibrational energy. So basically we're clearing out anything that's low vibrational that isn't in the higher vibration that we've been in and in the process that we've been doing. So we're going to send that down and into Mother Earth, and she'll transmute it for us back into loving energy. Just feel that happening for you. And then notice your feet or your back touching the floor or wherever it's touching. And you can say mentally to yourself, I'm grounded, I'm grounded, I'm grounded, just to help bring you back into the physical so you don't feel too lightheaded or spacey. It is evening, but if you're listening to the recording, it could be any time, but it's evening right now, so it's a good time to just go relax after the call. Now again, let's just do a few more deep breaths and let go of anything that we're ready to let go of and allow ourselves to receive everything that we're ready to receive. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, so I just wanted to update you. Our next call for the month of February is on the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's a Tuesday. And then remember that you can also receive distant healing energy. The first one this month was this past Sunday, and the next one is on Sunday the 25th. From 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you don't have to call in for this. You just want to be in a quiet place where you can get comfortable and relax. And that's really ideal. But you can also just go about your morning and you'll still receive the energy. Also, you want to direct the energy and give it a purpose as to what you want to receive from it. So be sure to set your intention as to what healing you want in your life and or your body, where you want it to go and work on that. And you can also intend for it to work on a situation, circumstance, or experience in your life to amplify something that you want to attract, to help you release the things that you're ready to let go of. It's good for all of it. And you can just intend for it to go wherever it's for your highest and best good. But what I have found is that the more you actually are aware of where you would like it to go, the quicker it can help shifts happen and healing happen there. Now be sure to stay well hydrated for the next few days so that your energy stays strong as the shifts happen within your energy field and your body. I've received intuitive information recently that showing me the electrical charges that happen in our cells. And when we are not hydrated enough, those they don't connect. So they don't have a flow to them where we feel good and we are in better health and our body and energy is moving the way it's meant to. It's its natural state of that health, wholeness, and well-being. You want to stay hydrated so that electrical impulse through all your cells is a flow rather than a scattered, disconnected. I can see the picture in my head that just that spark, like little sparks coming off but not actually connecting. So it helps to really stay hydrated. And definitely do that for 3 days after this call or listening to the recording, a minimum of 3 days. And if you notice that you still feel like something is happening, keep drinking more water. So I look forward to connecting with you on the next call or in the Facebook group. Please remember you can find all the details for the calls, healings, Facebook group, and the audios that you have access to in the members area when you log in. I actually added a new program, that a Loving Yourself program that I did a few years ago, the recordings for that. There's 6 new recordings for that with some clearing and healing work in those that you can have a look at. Now, I want to thank you for joining me on this call. I'm sending much love to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening and good night.